Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim Trundy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All is here for your daily yarns. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob. All is here. All right, let's talk. What are we talking? run his teeth in for somebody else. Shalhaven First Nation Film Festival proudly present, Like My Brother, an inspirational story of young First Nation women moving between two worlds, their home on the Tiwi Islands and the professional football clubs of Melbourne. A story of endurance as a young woman draw on ancient resilience and support and strength of their communities. A story showing the power of sport as a force for change. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Tic Tac, co-producer of Like My Brother. And we have Tic Tac on the line. Tic Tac, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Tic Tac?
All right, no worries. Now?
Yeah, go ahead, please. Let them know. They're listening. They're waiting.
Yeah, so... Oh, hi, everyone. So Tic Tac here from Millikarpeting Community up on the Tiwi Islands.
Yes.
I've been here for... this is my mum's country up this way, but grew up in Darwin, but been back here for several years now, 14, 15 years.
Good, fantastic. Thank you very much, and big shout-out to you, Mob. So here we have it, Like My Brother. So give us a background, Like My Brother. You're co-producer of this deadly film. Paint the picture, and when we talk about inspirational story of young First Nation women moving between two worlds, their home on Tiwi Island, and the professional football club of Melbourne, football clubs of Melbourne, I mean, That's fitting. There's a lot of people in that situation from the NT when we're talking, especially AFL and AFLW. Yes.
So tell us
the story about Like My Brother.
So follows the journeys of four ladies now and mums now.
Yes.
But it follows their journey from school and them trying to go play footy down south in Melbourne. It's like 6.5 years or something in the making, plus production on top. So it's a long time.
Sure.
And it followed a lot of things in their journey. And I don't want to say too much because I don't want to ruin it.
But, exactly.
Footy is definitely a big part of it, but it's more than just footy. It goes into culture and expectations and what it's like for community mob. There's a lot of different things that could go into it.
Mm. So we've got the screening happening on Sunday, 9 February, 2 p.m. at Huskisson Pictures. And been screening there. So let's get our people there to check it out. Now, Huskisson Pictures, where's Huskisson Pictures? Paint that picture.
I'm not too sure. I've never been out that way before.
Okay,
I'm up in Millie. It's just too far for me to get down there.
Get down there, okay, righty-o, cool.
But shout out to them for choosing to screen Like My Brother.
Yes.
Appreciate all the support. I think I've got a couple of friends that might be down that way that are heading to it. So, hey!
Hey, big shout out. So tell us about the characters involved in the film.
Yeah, so you got Jess, Arthurina, Frida and Juliana. Mm. So it sort of starts off with Jess, and Jess is the older one. Frida's the baby of the pack. And they sort of, over the course of several years, go down to Melbourne for different things, and you'll see that throughout throughout the doco, and they each have different experiences and different things that happen in their lives that affect choices that they make throughout the film. They're amazing, amazing people. They've all come through Kiwi College, so that's where it sort of all started with Sal. Sal is the producer and co-director, and she rocked up to the college one day with a camera. You know, she had this idea and a camera, and we all sort of, I was like, yeah, it's a good idea. I quite like that idea, and I don't mind getting out of class for a little bit because I was working at the school at the time.
I was a Did the class wag the class?
Yeah, listen, out of class and film some footy. I didn't mind that. But, so I left, and then she came back again and did some more filming and then left and then came back and she sort of never went away. And after 6 years, we ended up with, I think it was over 400 hours worth of footage.
Yes.
And then they had to sort of break that down and see, we had to see what story do we want to tell here, and got it down to 90 minutes. And I'm glad it wasn't my job to do that, because I don't know how, like, there's so much that got cut from it. And
yeah, sure.
They were like, oh, you know, what about this part and this part? But, you know, we wanted to tell a specific story.
And we're talking about a true story with your brother? This is what happened?
Pardon?
Are we talking about a true story with your brother?
True story, yeah, this is definitely a true story.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
But the thing with, like, my brother, a lot of people ask me, what does that mean, like, my brother? And it's not, they don't want to be like their brothers, because, you know, I'm a bit biased. I think some of these footy players are better than their brothers. But it's more about having the same options as their brothers, and support.
And the same hurdles.
Networks that their brothers. They've got to jump over the same hurdles as their brothers, but it's a bit harder because they don't have the support that their brothers do.
And then you look at our mob, where we're in community or away, and we need to go away, whether for work, for school, education, university, sports. It's leaving homeland, and leaving country. That is a lot of pressure, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, because you're leaving, like, these girls grew up here on remote communities, but they know everybody in that community,
exactly.
And they're all family. And then they're chasing their dreams, so they're willing to sacrifice that and moving away. But when they move away, they lose all of that. They're not in constant contact with family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people pass away. Everything's different. The people's different. Language is different. Food is different. Here, our traffic is horses and buffaloes and, you know, the odd snake or two. And you go to Melbourne and you got to deal with trams and buses and crazy people sometimes.
Very daunting.
And I say that because there is a scene that got cut out of it that dealt with an incident, like they had a racial incident, but we didn't want to spend kind of negative stuff on this. We want to celebrate the girls, but it's all that stuff, and it all adds up when it's day-to-day and you don't
have... The journey of life.
Your closeness. Yeah, exactly.
Well, fantastic. Congratulations. So, co-producer. Is that in your repertoire? Is that your vision? Is that your profession?
It is now.
I was just going to say, no, you've claimed it.
I've never done anything like this. I say it by accident just because I was one of the teachers for the girls, and so I was like just along for the ride. And at one point, so I was like, TikTok, I'm going to make you a co-producer. I was like, I don't know how to be a co-producer. She said, well, you're already doing it, so we're just giving you a title.
Exactly. Today, TV Islands. Tomorrow, New York. There we go. Hollywood.
Oh, I wish, yeah. But shout out to the other co-producers, Tammy and Tipper. Shane Tipper, they're TV Mob 2.
Lovely.
So the three of us ended up, well, we work with the girls anyway, so we're co-producing on it.
Beautiful.
But I've never done anything like it, and I don't think I'll ever do anything like it again.
So we're talking really the screening on Sunday, 9 February. Where can people see it thereafter?
At the minute, it's on Apple TV, so you can rent it right on Apple TV.
Okay, Roddy.
It was actually screening on Qantas. I don't know if it's still on Qantas, but it was on there last month. Apple TV is the way to go for the minute.
So Murray going to catch a flight to Brisbane to watch the movie. Just down there, hit the airport in Brisbane, get back on a plane, fly home again, just to watch the movie.
So you only need 90 minutes.
Yeah, that's all you need. Yeah, that's right. Little sister, congratulations. Too deadly. Looking forward to seeing the movie. So all you deadly mob out there, like my brother, that's the name of the film. And thank you to Shoalhaven First Nation Film Festival. So good communication there with Shoalhaven First Nation for yourself as a co-producer?
We're for them, and big thanks to them.
They
love to get out there. We appreciate it so much.
Tic Tac, thank you very much. Tic Tac, your nickname. So, what's your name, my sister?
My real name is Diane, but every time people call me that, I feel like I'm in trouble.
Okay, we run with Tic Tac because you're not in trouble. We're applauding you.
Yeah.
My sister, you take care and all the best. And big shout out to Mob there with NT and TV Islands.
Yeah, thank you.
See you now. Bye-bye.
Day.
See
you, Mob.
Beautiful yarn there. Tic Tac, her name is co-producer of Like My Brother. And look, fantastic. Shoalhaven First Nation Film Festival presents Like My Brother. So it is screening Sunday, 9 February at 2 p.m. at Huskisson Pictures. Look, keep your eyes and ears open and you'll be able to see it. She reckon maybe catch it on a flight, Qantas flight. There it is. Promote Qantas. Check it out, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. And it's a one-hour program live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
came this traveler of the world. Dancing the moonlight and shaking brown kulaks and listening to light songs in harmony.
On Disney Island,
don't say goodbye, say I won't, cause you always return to TI.
If you've eaten the fruit of the Wanga tree with a beautiful island girl, you always return to TI.
It takes him a while to realize he's not dreaming. Somehow he's landing in paradise. When the sun shines bright into the evening,
islanders smile shine right through to sunrise. On Disney Island,
don't say goodbye, say I won't, cause you always return to TI.
If you've eaten the fruit of a Wanga tree with a beautiful island girl, you always return to TI.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Deadly Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. All ears here. Deadly number 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from our First Nation radio station here in Cairns and Yidinji country as BBM Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Communicate that way, and or otherwise call us and yarn up strong. So next segment, Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's, IGA, and that's out of Brisbane and Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here, Bummerbrip Media, and a healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we'd like to deliver. Chew on a banana or apple rather than a Mars bar or Kit Kat. There it is. All about choices, isn't it? So with us, we have PO Stephen Grant. He got a bodyguard with him, brother Aaron Thomas, cultural capability manager. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Trevor, good morning.
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 Brother.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Thanks for having us today. Appreciate
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic. Yep, great. Thank you for coming along. Steve, start with you. Who your mob were you from, brother?
Yes, Trev, proud Jitterbug boy from the Tully Mission Beach rainforest areas. Probably the...
Gumboot area?
Gumboot area, currently, or Babinda.
Yes.
But, I was speaking to this, you know, the other day, last Tuesday, you know, 525 millimetres in Mission Beach in 3 hours is just...
Look, a lot of water.
A lot of water. Yeah, so...
And look, thought and prayers are going to mob down in Townsville, especially Ingham, and what's happening down there. Here we are, 21st century, but if Mother Nature wants to slap us, she'll slap us. So we need to be, if it's flooded, forget it. Yeah, need to be safe. We need to be... focus on what we're doing and keeping everybody safe in that regard.
Correct.
Over to Aaron. Aaron, who your mob? Where are you from, brother?
Yeah, mate. I'm proud Dugalbarra Yidinji man. So our mob's from the Atherton Tableland, so yes. Top of the range there, top of the Gillies, lovely Lake Barine, and across the beautiful township of Yungaburra. So, all my mob's from up there, but I'm born and raised in Gordonvale at the base of the pyramid and home of the mighty southern suburbs cockatoos.
Cockatoos, yes, there it is. All right, brother, represent. Thank you very much. Big shout out to your mob. So the hat you wear, you're a cultural capability manager.
Yeah, Trevor, I've come back on recently back with the Queensland Police into their First Nations division, leading the, I was lucky enough to get a position leading the team of the strategy and recruitment arm with the police. So I guess our endeavour is to get out there and try and encourage or just give options to our mob who may be looking for a career with the Queensland Police, our, as mainstream police officers or PLOs. And
we
either way, we can get more mob into these positions.
Men
and women, definitely, yeah. I think it'll be better for the service the more mob we can get into these jobs.
So you said you come back. So you was a police officer before for this role. How long were you a police officer and what role were you doing? And now you're back. Change of role.
Yeah, so I resigned from the police early in January 23, but I was a sworn police officer for just going on 17 years. Mm. All my service was up here in Cairns. I did a few years in Townsville, but I guess the last 12 years of my career, I was a detective in the Cairns Child Protection Investigation Unit. So, looking after our young ones. And from there, obviously, I did a bit of a career change and did 12 months over at DATSIP recently before this opportunity arose. And, it's a bit of a passion project for me and coming back to the QPS and in a division that's, out there looking after our mob. And
this is a new role, isn't it, Aaron?
Yeah, absolutely. It was only came about this year. So the team itself has been around for a little while. Stephen, who I work with up here in Cairns.
And you're part of that crew area, that crew?
Correct.
Yep, so you work under Aaron then?
Correct.
Yep, so tell us your job and what it entails as a PLO.
So, like I said in the past, in the role for the last 20 years.
Yes,
coming
yes,
on,
PLO,
joined the First Nations Division crew in October last year. And been out to a number of events with your crew.
Yes.
As we network together.
Exactly.
Recruiting First Nations people with, the pathway into policing for First Nations and Torres Strait Islander people. And like Aaron just said, they're PLOs and also PSO with the under the wings of the Queensland Police
Acronym,
Service.
PSO?
Protective Services Officer.
Okay, lovely.
So,
sure. And do we go approach and talk to grade 12 students at high schools? Is that what it stems from that? Or
yeah, Trev, yep. Probably what we're aiming to do this year is probably think outside the box a little. I don't know if the police have always been on the front foot with approaching schools. I think it's been more of a come and see us approach, but we've collaborated with the Clontarf Academy and they've welcomed us on board to get into these schools and talk to these young men and obviously these young women that, they've done all the hard work to get to grade 12 and like I said, it's just about giving them options now. It's like, here's a way to get back, give back to community, give back to where they're from and make a difference, I guess.
And become leadership in their community, leadership roles in their community, you know. And look, it's a career pathway. I mean, he says 17 years, 20-odd years, you know, so you can really turn the JOB into a career pathway.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's about getting that message out there that there's so many different, as Steve's just alluded to, there's mainstream police officers, there's PLOs, there's protective service officers, but within the police service itself, there's so many different divisions that you can branch out to and, forge a very well-paid career as well. So.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Can they start as a PLO and then become a police officer? Or the other way around, you can move around, can't
vice versa. You can do either vice versa. You can the good thing about the PLO structure is also that you can transfer anywhere in the state if there's a vacancy comes up. So if there's one here that wants to maybe do a swap from community to Cairns, that's also on the thing. And the service pays for everything. All your transfer materials, all your goods, they pay for everything.
Okay, fantastic. So, look, a great opportunity and with that. We're talking about different roles, different jobs, so you pick up some good skills as well that you can carry with you when you leave the force.
Yeah, Trevor, that's absolutely correct. And I found that myself with transitioning out from that role of a police officer that you've got those transferable skills wherever you may go after that, and I think other industries look favourably upon the work that you've done. You've obviously built resilience, time management, all those key skills that can follow you for the rest of your life, kind of thing.
Yes, and I see this as a beautiful vehicle in regarding building bridges, stamping out racism, you know, when you're talking about non-Indigenous police officers and community engagement, so to speak. If you've got a PLO or if you've got an Indigenous police officer, there's a bridge builder, a connection, I would think. Yeah,
and I think that's with the division being born, I guess, that's what we're all about. We're about, you know, building cultural safety for our mob, capability, trust, transparency, and strengthen the relationships, you know, with current police officers. I've always had the notion that, you know, black fellas make the best police officers. We know everyone, and we're probably the biggest Dorises going around.
Yeah, so. That's right, exactly. And then the way of engagement, you know, and when you say, well, you can't be black on black, and when you have that communication, then there's a conversation of talking to and not talking at a person, you know what I mean? That sort of mentality, skills.
Just like yesterday, Trevor, I was just involved with the capabilities training here in Cairns with 8 state officers. In attendance, and our presenters were First Nations people.
Sure.
Talking about the capabilities training across the across what they get involved with, and it's a good tool.
Yes.
Thanks to our very good friend there in Brisbane, Bianca Fuquandi.
Big
shout out. The backbone of this this project that took over, you know, 18 months to 2 years to build.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, those guys. 8 officers yesterday, they were pretty, you know, this should be done across the state. Now you've explained that.
Well, I would say across the country.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. If we're talking about closing gaps, we're talking about building bridges, if we're talking about communicating with all peoples, and then you look at the rate of incarceration for black people, it takes a community to bring those numbers down.
Sure.
That's black and white, you know? And when we talk about young youth and what have you, it takes a community to raise a child. Mm-hmm. So we're all in this together, are we not, gentlemen?
Correct.
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest hurdles or barriers that we may face is obviously things that have happened in the past and but it's all about now encouraging, you know, these young men, these young women to step up and play a part in community and be those leaders that others can aspire to look up to.
And then to go to the dark side of it, I mean, 500 black deaths in custody. I mean, you look at a situation like that. I mean, this should not be happening. That's 500 too many, we would say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know?
And so I think it's a great platform, great opportunity. And also for our young ones out there, look at Queensland Police as a career pathway.
Correct.
Yeah, fantastic. So there it is. So you're based here, Aaron.
Yeah, so Stephen and I are based here. There's just the two of us at the moment in our office up here in Cairns, and we've got 3 other staff in Brisbane. So it's just a small team of 5 at the moment, covering a large state, obviously.
Big footprint.
But yeah, this year we're hoping to get out and about, engage as much as we can with community.
Are you recruiting in your area as well?
Yeah, so we'll probably look after the Cape, Torres, and maybe even down to Mackay and split the state up like that, and the other guys in Brizzy can do the southeast corner and everywhere in between. So,
yep, sure.
Like we said, it's a large state with a lot of opportunities out there for us.
Fantastic. Yeah,
big shout out to the team there, Uncle Adrian, Lenny, and Timmy. We look forward to catching up with you on next Monday or Tuesday morning for our briefing here in Cairns.
Beautiful. All right. Aaron, good to see you again, brother. Steve, thank you for being you. Good yarn.
Yep. Just a lot of shout out there. I'd like to point out Acting Senior Sergeant Renee Bond, who's coordinating the PLO conference here in Townsville for 2025. It's a state
in Townsville,
correct? She's doing a lot of hard work into the logistics of the whole project.
Good.
And hopefully
that's an annual event.
Correct.
Will you guys be attending?
Probably. It's a PLO conference. Obviously, we'll get guest speakers to come in.
Sure. And when's this happening?
This is happening in this year, June.
Mm-hmm. June, okay.
9th to the 11th.
Well, the bridge north of Townsville should be fixed by then. Hopefully, yeah. Otherwise, take your snorkel gear and your dinghy otherwise. And look, big shout out.
But she's doing a tough project there. I look forward to catching up with her. Hopefully, she might come to Cairns and get on air when she's in town.
Lovely.
Thank you.
All the best, gentlemen. We'll talk soon, eh? Yeah, and big shout out to Senior Sergeant Linda Dely.
Correct. All right. Thank you.
Take care, boys.
Thank you, Trevor.
Beautiful yarn there with the boys in blue, and that's Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant and his bodyguard there, Aaron Thomas, Cultural Capability Manager. Look fantastic, a great platform. New to the job, Aaron, but 17 years as a police officer. Went for walkabout, come back, and now he's in this role. And that's PLO's boss there, Stephen Grant. That's why respecting the man. And bought that in the Fiji. Your daily program, National Talk Black, Yarn Up Strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan, or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey, Mob, it's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Try to keep an open mind, but it's floating in between the city lights. How can that be? Living on a rock my whole life, I can't stand dwelling on a thought like this. I need to show what I got to be better. I got the blue, 'cause the good time will last forever. Well, I got something new.
I got something new.
You gotta keep pushing,
gotta keep
to get
pushing,
where you wanna be. Do what you gotta do. Be who you wanna be.
Show
what I got to be better. What you did for me.
Doing what you did for me.
Realize if you go out of your way, skip a few fears, listen to the rhythm chanting in your ears. Show what I got to be better.
Bigger, better, stronger. Danny Barney, big shout out, my bella. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarnum Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarnum with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji Country, BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. SBS News here. Basketball taught Eric a better way. He's sharing the secrets with students in an NT Indigenous community. Pro basketball player and coach Eric Miraflores led a basketball clinic in the Urumindu community in Alice Springs last January. For the 42-year-old pro basketball player, coach Eric Busy Miraflores, basketball's more than just a career. It's the sport that he credits with saving his life. Miraflores got the nickname Busy because he was a fan of the 90s rapper of the same name and because of his busy movements on the court. Basketball means growth for me. It taught me how to live my life, how to be a better father. It taught me how to make a better decisions, he told SBS Filipino. Bouncing back after discovering Michael Jordan from the 1991 NBA Finals, a young Miraflores began having dreams of becoming a professional basketball player. I really got into basketball when I was 14 years old. I wanted to play for the PBA, that's the Philippine Basketball Association, but then I got the wrong crowd, got with the wrong crowd. I let go of the sport and the dream, he says. Miraflores joined the gang and became a heavy drinker. I was one of those kids who wanted to try everything, not drugs, but I drank a lot, he says. And there was one time that my friends and I were on a bridge past the city, and a rival gang just started shooting at us. I got away from that point on. I was like, this isn't worth it. I wanted to make things right. I left the gang and stopped drinking. My family was struggling with money, so my parents couldn't really afford to send me to school. So I went back playing basketball and tried out for the high school varsity team in Olivares College and got a scholarship there. Because of his skills on the court, Miraflores became the talk of the team at Olivares, but he admitted that his popularity went to his head and he developed an attitude problem. I was in the wrong. I forgot where I came from. I became arrogant and I was always arguing with my coach. My teammates saw me as cocky. I got cut from the team. He persisted, eventually landed a spot in the commercial team, then led him to being scouted to play the University of East and practice team, Philippine basketball player. So while things with basketball career and seemed to be back and on track and changing his family dynamics, would see him start a new career in Australia. Mum decided to move to Australia. They met an Australian man and my brother and I moved with her to make sure we could be okay. Dad and her left things unfinished and he died in the Philippines with a broken heart, he says. So does a lot of work now in Australia here and works with a lot of our Indigenous kids using basketball as a tool. So big shout out to lad and a good news story there. Here on your daily program, National Talk Black, but it's come to time where Trinity Trevor signs off for the program. Thank you for your time, your mob. Thank you for your company. I got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National Radio Service. A big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this beautiful island of ours, the big island, Australia. And thank you for your time, your mob. Stay black, stay deadly, and stay strong. We'll yarn soon.
Tamarindo, Kuyula Jara, Yaba Molo, Uluru Yeai, Tamarindo, Kuyula Jara. Thank you.
Olulu.